action-packed is what this episode's all about. I would say, anyway. My name is Mark, and I'm on the line with Chris Cooling. Are you there, Chris?
I am here, and we are warping into season 6 of Little House on the Prairie.
Awesome. You did something to your sound where you don't... I'm not catching any background noise, so that's a good thing. Not that you had it before. Oh. It's just you're super, super silent. So that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, I probably had my microphone muted for a moment there.
Well, I know you're tweaking things as you're finalizing the final stages of Forgotten.tv. Visit it right now, people.
Totally.
Forgotten.tv, I think it's going to focus on all the TV that you forgot existed.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
The preview episode 0 is already up. Catch it on your favorite podcast player.
Sweet. I didn't know that it was already... did you register the feed yet, or are you going to grab a few episodes? Oh, okay. So it's on iTunes?
Not yet.
Okay.
So you can absolutely subscribe to us through non-iTunes players.
Okay.
I'm on Podbean, and you are able to subscribe with any non-iTunes podcasting client, or just play it directly on the website.
Actually, you know,
Facebook page or directly on Forgotten.tv.
I'm pretty sure, actually, if you just drag the feed into iTunes, it will subscribe, even if it's not on iTunes. But, you know, I do use... Do you use a particular podcast app? Like, I don't... How do you listen to your podcast, mostly?
I personally use Beyond Pod.
Beyond Pod? Is that a website or is it an app?
No, it's an app for Android.
Okay.
I have a paid version. They do have a free one, but a number of years ago I paid, I think it was $7, and every time I upgrade my phone, I am able to re-download the key and use it again, all the features.
You carry it over, you get the most updated versions.
Yes, it's great.
I use Downcast, which was also a paid app, I think. A little bit less than yours. Probably like $3.99. Well worth it. Probably 3 years ago I bought it. And, I mean, that's basically how I listen to 90% of my podcasts, where I will time shift them. I cheat. Where I listen to most podcasts about 1.5 times.
Yes, that's a
sweet
spot.
That?
1.5, yeah. If it's
anymore,
mostly spoken word,
You know what's funny is, you and I listen to a podcast called No Agenda, which noagendashow.com. And if I listen to it live, or even if I listen to it at regular speed, it just sounds like they're both drunk or something. I'm so used to them being sped up a little.
You quickly adjust in your brain to the 1.5 speed. And I've found that on YouTube, for example, it's difficult for me to watch videos at regular speed anymore.
See, I haven't gotten that far. I haven't stepped into the realm of watching video fast. I should.
It depends on how fast the person talks. If they're a slow talker, you can adjust that totally in the settings and compress the time spent watching videos.
I'm thinking about time shifting these podcasts 16 times. So, you know, and then if you time shift even more, so then it's like, you know, 17.5 speed. And blah, 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 blah. No, of course not.
This week in podcasting brought to you by
by Podshow.
So we're in season 6 now.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of insisted that we kind of jump around a little bit. I wanted to get out of the earlier episodes. Although I love them, we'll be back. You know. I love this era of the Little House universe, because Laura is getting older. I thought Laura was actually becoming a little bit more attractive, even, I have to say, when I was a kid. Her tomboyish features were slowly dissolving away, and she was a little bit cleaner looking.
Yes, the orthodontist has visited Walnut Grove.
I don't know what she did with her teeth, but whatever, it took maybe 18 months to fix those teeth. You know, it was so quick. Most people have braces on for years and years and years, but not her. She probably went through a decent amount of pain.
Oh, perhaps. Yeah, we're definitely in season 6, episode 5, and airing October 1979. And Laura is 15 years old now, so the character age has caught up with Melissa Gilbert's actual age at this point.
Oh, okay, that's awesome.
Because we were a little off in some of the seasons. It seemed like the character she was playing was younger than her actual age, and now they're actually the same age.
Yeah, her voice also matured a little bit. It's not as squeaky. Although when she gets older, it's as though she butters it up a little bit to make it squeaky again.
It seems. Yes, yeah. Now, I kind of noticed that.
This is another thing that's kind of interesting is, the episode we're doing is Annabelle, which is a lighthearted sort of funny at first, really sad in the back end of it, story of Nell's past. You know, we don't know much about Nell's. And the bottom line, I'm sorry, there's a couple things that are weird about the consistency of the people who come through Walnut Grove. And we have a character named London, who's played by, his name is escaping me, I have it right here.
Ken Berry.
Yeah, Ken Berry. Ken Berry is basically the circus master, the ringmaster, right? Sort of,
well,
not really.
Kinda, there's a reveal in the episode of who he is, but yeah.
Yeah, he's like the manager at this point.
He seems to be in charge.
Yes. And he is a really good guy. It's not like the Wild Boy group. You know, not Wild Boy. Yeah, was it Wild Boy, that episode where they would beat the kid? And do you remember this episode?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's weird. Like, you have these different type of carnies, I guess, that would come through that would, you know, rip you off and sell you booze instead of real medicine. And sometimes you get a whole group of people who are actually really nice. That's what you get here. I'm going to play a clip of London, I guess, talking to the kids. He's going around. This is before the laws were in place for kids to not make an extra few bucks. So he's going to get cheap labor.
Onward, children. Keep up with London.
London? Is your last name Bridges?
I have no last name, no first name either, just London.
London, England, or London, Ontario?
Neither one. I'm not from anywhere. You see, I wasn't born. I just appeared one day on top of a hill like this, fully formed, walking, and, of course, talking.
How much can we earn, London?
Aha! The sweet voice of reason. And naturally, it's a female voice. To all of those who pitch in and do their darndest, a freshly washed, unbelievably shiny nickel.
Yeah!
And a single ducat. One, count it, one ducat. To the one and only performance in Walnut Grove this coming Saturday night of the best little old traveling circus in the Midwestern U.S. of A. and Canada.
Yay!
To work!
Yeah!
A knickel.
Wow, free child labor.
A nickel, though, I mean, that was really low pay. You know, Ken Berry is still alive.
Sure, yeah, he's not that old.
Well, he's not that young. He's born 33.
Well, he's older than us.
He's older than us. I always love Ken Berry. Ken Berry is one of those kind of actors you can't really fully put your finger as to what he's from, but you've seen him on everything.
Yeah, he's definitely known best, probably, from in this era, from his appearances on the Andy Griffith Show and the spinoff series Mayberry RFD.
Yeah, you know, it's like I never watch those. I think I remember him mostly from Love American Style when they used to rerun those, and these variety shows like the Sonny and Cher Show. And stuff like that, I remember him being... He was probably a center square more than one time.
And modern audiences probably are going to recognize him the most for being Vinton Harper on Mama's Family.
That's right.
He,
you know what?
He
I
played
forgot
that role for so
in.
Long.
That I do.
What, 7 years, something like that?
Can you believe Mama's Family was on until 1990?
Yeah.
That is crazy. I used to watch it, though. It was a decent... I don't know whether it would hold up, but...
I think it does fairly well. I mean, it's a lot of the humor doesn't seem to be extremely dated. It's just family interactions. Yeah. So it's not – they don't tend to date themselves like a lot of shows do now, where anytime you show anything, any kind of technology or anything like that, you're dating it. But it's all about the interaction of the family.
Absolutely. But I do like the show. Maybe I'll revisit it one of these days. Or for Forgotten.tv. I think Mama's Family might be a little too sappy. So the circus is coming to town, which is, I'm going to guess that this was a pretty big show in the sense of, you know, they really got circus animals to come in. Well, an elephant. I'm not really sure what other animals they had. But Billy Barty is also in this, which I was kind of surprised to see him in there.
Yeah. He's the other big name guest star.
Yeah. So one running joke or comment that is just constantly happening is Harriet seems enamored with the fat lady. So she's just constantly making comments in Harriet fashion. So here's a couple examples.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you.
Oh, look! Did you ever see someone avoir-de-bois?
Wait, maybe another.
I keep forgetting you're a farmer. Fat! All that fat!
She's just terrible. It's, you know, I get it. She's a fat lady. She's there because she's fat. But take it down a notch. You know, it's just Harriet is always
a little bit of it.
Loud and obnoxious.
Yeah, it was Harriet being Harriet, basically.
Yeah. So Nels sees the fat lady, Annabelle, and recognizes her. I'm not going to say unfortunately. He's embarrassed because that's his sister. And he hasn't seen her in years. I'm going to guess decades because Harriet's never even met her. So Nels immediately excuses himself and goes up to his bedroom. And that's where Harriet walks in. And another thing is Nels and the Mercantile is sponsoring the circus. So it's really important for him to be involved. So it's really, I mean, he can hide in the bedroom, but eventually he's going to have to show himself.
Nels!
What?
What's wrong?
Wrong?
Yes, you're just sitting there.
Oh, so I am.
Well, if you think that you should be over at the restaurant, circus people will be coming pretty soon. If you're not there, it's going to be kind of embarrassing.
I think I've got a touch of my stomach trouble.
Oh, nonsense, just nerves. I'll have Nellie fix you a nice glass of soda water. Huh? Come on. Come on. Oh, Nels, you are going to be a gracious host now. Warm and outgoing.
That's me, all right.
Yes. You'll do a good job once you think it through again and realize what's at stake. Money's at stake, Nels. Money. Well, do you realize that there were 20, maybe 30 folks in town today? Huh? In the store? Folks who haven't been in town for I don't know how long. They were spending, Nels. They were spending.
Well, maybe I ought to keep the store open during lunch.
Oh, come on. You're not going to keep the store open during lunch. They will just wait until the store opens.
So Harriet's the shrewd businesswoman, you know. Let's take advantage of the moment. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. So they're basically... I'm sorry.
And we should say now, there is a restaurant. Carolyn is working at the restaurant at this point as a cook because Nellie was no good at cooking, and the restaurant was originally given to Nellie as something for her to do.
Nellie's.
And let's say Almanzo is now a thing. So we now have Albert and Almanzo, the two A's.
Yeah, Almanzo is also manly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a crush that Laura has on Almanzo. I didn't go too far into that, but I do have a few clips that address the way she feels about him. So this is basically Laura helping out in the kitchen. So again, it's a lot of references to the fat lady.
Mm-hmm. Lee can talk in real life, not just in his act.
Well, he's made the best of his situation, hasn't he?
He's a sad man with a sad clown's face.
Laura, what are you doing?
She's piling and piling the fat potatoes.
Lady. You think she might be embarrassed?
You're right.
If she wants another serving, tell me and I'll make it.
Yes, ma'am.
We're trying to crush fat shaming in 1979 style.
Mm.
So again, we have Harriet addressing how fat the fat lady is. They're all sitting in a restaurant. Nels was nice enough to kind of create a smorgasbord of food, all you can eat for the circus folk. And Harriet is sitting at one of the regular restaurant tables, which I don't recall ever seeing, where Nels and her just sit down and eat. It's very odd. And she's making comments. And here they are.
Unbelievable. She's like just a starving elephant.
I forgot something at the store.
Another thing is, again, talking with her mouth full, you know, and she's chewing with her mouth open. It's like, what the? I know that she grew up better than that.
You've said something about that before.
Yeah, she did that in two episodes ago where they were at the dinner table, the camp out, when they were eating.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm noticing it. It's like, what's going on here? It's like, manners. I wonder if there was a kind of an inside joke even where they said, like, you know, always make sure that when she's eating that she's talking with food in her mouth to kind of give her an uncivilized type of tinge.
Hmm, interesting.
I don't know. I doubt that. I can't read too deep into the little house, I guess. So Annabelle sees eye to eye with Nels. She's very upset. She's sad. She's seeing her brother for the first time in forever. He just walks by her, and again, he's embarrassed. He doesn't know what to do. And she basically goes to the circus tent, and she's all bummed out. And Billy Barty and the strong men and clowns, and I'm not really sure what the other people really do.
All of your typical performers in a 1870s circus, yes.
She goes into a very long story where I'm going to play some of it. I'm not going to play the whole thing because the gist is Nels was embarrassed of her his whole life, and this is something he was never able to handle.
What's going on?
We're worried about Annabelle. She's really depressed.
Annabelle? May we talk to you?
Sure, my loves. Come in. Gather round. Come. Why the long faces?
We're sad because you're sad.
Come on, Annabelle. We're family, remember? Tell us, what's the matter?
Well, you know that Mr. Olson, our host?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's my brother. He didn't know I was with the circus. And I didn't know he was an important businessman here in Walnut Grove. Or anywhere, for that matter.
He's about the only businessman in Walnut Grove. Let's be real.
Except for the... He's no longer there. He died, didn't he?
Yeah, he got sick when they all abandoned Walnut Grove. Hero Township.
I just saw him at lunch. And you saw what happened. He looked right at me. He'd only smiled. Just shown me a little love. I would have walked right over to him and given him one of my extra special patented bear hugs. You know, the... But he didn't. Just looked away. And I knew then. I knew he was still ashamed of me.
So that's the gist here. There's this conflict between the two, and we now know it's always been kind of this way. I couldn't get past the amount of times that Harriet would bring up the fat lady jokes. So here's another one. Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful idea.
What?
I'm sorry, they're talking about advertisements and posting them in different places. So she has an idea for an advertisement for to advertise London Circus.
Why don't we take this sign and put it on the back side of the fat lady? Oh, that's funny.
Snort. Before TV, people. So, Annabelle is a very, very sweet woman. And she seems to be totally fine with her shape and size and everything. Nothing really gets her down. So she visits the blind school. And I do think it's very strange for all these blind kids to attend a circus. Although they can enjoy the music and all the stuff. We'll go into later the person who I think had the best time at the circus. But she's basically talking to the blind school class, and here's that.
Well, we have a dog trainer, too. Ah, the tricks he makes those little doggies do. You wouldn't believe it. I know, maybe after the show you can all come up and pet the dogs. Would you like that?
Yeah.
And then there's me. You've been listening to my voice for a while now. What do you think I do?
Let's
take it one at a time. Susan?
Well, you wear a beautiful spangled costume. It's real daring and real short. And you come in on the elephant's trunk.
Not really.
Roscoe?
You get in a box, and a magician slides you in half.
Not really. I'll give you a hint. I'm with a sideshow.
I know. You have a beard.
Some ladies have beards. I heard it once.
Oh, no, don't laugh. Roscoe's right. Some ladies do have beards, but I don't. Give up?
Yeah.
I'm the fat lady.
No.
I bet you don't believe me, huh?
No.
Well, I am. I tell you, you all come up here, listen to the sound of my voice. I'll keep talking. I want you to know what a real-life fat lady feels like.
Now, this is a weird scene. The
that is kind of unusual, yes.
But the comments they make to her are very funny. I don't know. They're very, it's ridiculous. So just listen to the kids if you can make it out.
You walk around me now and feel me. Come on, feel me.
Yes.
All right. Is she soft and squishy? Or is she hard like the side of a barn?
Soft and squishy. Like two people.
Come on, all around the equator. There's the Eastern Hemisphere, and there's the Western Hemisphere. Don't you tickle me in any hemisphere. Here.
So Nels walks in to drop off some goods and basically sucks all the joy out of the room.
Yes, he's embarrassed.
Yeah, you know, he didn't have to poke in there. So... I'm sorry, we have a clip from you, which says, boys and girls, do you want to set us up with this clip?
Well, it's the B story. Obviously, the main story was Annabelle and her relationship to Nels. And our B story this week is got Laura kind of crushing on Almanzo and trying to figure out how to take him to the circus. And there's a little bit of back and forth between Albert and Laura that was pretty funny.
You know, I just remembered, and I didn't clip this, and I'm a little bit mad. I'm hoping it pops up here. They used a new type of music in this particular episode. I don't know if you caught it, or it could be my imagination. They cut to their house, like the cabin, you know, the little house, and it's this orchestrated music going on. It's like sweeping music, and it's just, I don't recall ever hearing this music, and maybe it's during this scene, so if not, I'll try to find it before the show's over.
Mm, I'm to bed. Okay. I'm pooped.
You're tired.
Oh, sure am. Good night, Ma.
Good night.
Good night, Pa.
Have a good sleep, man.
Hey, Laura, you want my circus ticket?
Why? You worked hard for it.
Well, I thought maybe you'd like to ask Almanzo. Ooh.
Almanzo? Why would I want to ask Almanzo?
Well, I just thought maybe you'd like to.
Boys, they think they know everything.
Girls, they don't know nothing.
Anything.
That's the truth. Good night.
Good night, son.
I love it. I love Albert. I'm pooped.
Yeah, she's correcting him. Yeah, and so we have this ongoing storyline with Laura trying to make Almanzo notice her, basically.
Yeah.
And she's at the same time doing some dressmaking work for the person that turns out to be her rival for Almanzo.
Yeah.
Christy?
Oh, I forgot her name. Is that her name, Christy?
I believe so.
She's a looker. She is a looker.
Interestingly, Christy is being played by an actress named Wendy Shaw, who might not be at first glance noticeable as to who she is, but she's very noted now for being her voiceover work.
Oh, really?
She is Francine on American Dad.
Oh, so for that's
like
interesting.
That's been on now for like 12 years. So, her voice is quite recognizable when she puts on the Francine affect, I suppose.
No, I'm not really sure. Do you remember in a later episode where a friend of Almanzo's writes a piece of music that gets published? And this is when Laura and...
Oh, yes, Manley My are, Only Love.
Yeah, My Only Love. Is that the same woman?
No, that was Brindy Sue Longsworth.
But we know what kind of girl that Almanzo goes for, I think.
Yes, obviously.
Not Laura.
Tall and blonde.
Yeah, tall and blonde. It's he should have went for... Well, he did go on a date with Nelly. But it wasn't much of a date. so... You actually have a time here for, I lost it. No, I didn't. So, in a nutshell, this is the, B story, according to your notes.
You see? I love someone.
She's telling a clown this who can't tell anybody, so she's confiding in somebody.
The silent, sad clown, yes.
His name's Almanzo. Call him Manly. I'm a little too young for him just now. But if you just wait a while... That's why I'm sad. I'm afraid he's gonna fall in love and marry someone else before I get a chance to be old enough.
Que sera, sera. Yes, child. London. This is my clown act.
Do the others know?
Of course. We all live and work together. We have no secrets from each other.
Oh, my gosh. You won't tell anybody what I told you.
Of course not. And you, in turn, won't tell my secret?
Cross my heart. You sure had me fooled. I thought you were so sad.
I know. But my brand of sadness makes others happy.
Sad as I am, I'd have made a good clown.
And so you shall be.
What?
A clown. We sometimes use one or two young people as clown helpers. It'll take your mind off your troubles.
A clown. Me, a clown. London, if you made me up as a clown, would other folks know it was me?
Did you know I was me?
Not until now. How long have you been standing there?
Long enough. Can I be a clown, too?
They're gonna have to kill him.
Will you keep our secret?
You bet. One for all, and all for one.
And London gives him the rubber nose.
Boy, he's getting a lot of mileage out of that nickel.
Yeah, seriously, he's got people on the payroll. Nickel.
I mean, that's about a dollar now. I mean, it's not that much money.
No, it's not at all. It's ridiculous. Remember when they went to the carnival, he gave them each 50 cents.
Yeah.
And I think I broke that down to about $20.
They can list Circus Clown on their IMDb now.
Are they? Yeah, they could. They might have to, you know, really confirm it somehow. But
so
yeah,
that was essentially the B story. So we have two girls vying over Amanda's affections, and in keeping with the actual history, she's 15 and he is 25. So
really, it's supposed to be that much of an age difference.
Oh yes,
10 years.
Yeah. So the modern viewpoint is a little bit different, obviously, and I think we've touched on that before. But things were a little different 100-something years ago.
Sure.
And it wasn't unusual for some girls to be married off at 16, 17 years old. So she's getting very close.
I mean, this is approaching about 140 years ago, supposedly. Yeah. Well, no, they really did. They had that age difference in real life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So, Nels is being fitted by his wife to wear the Ringmaster red coat, and they're all kind of basically discussing. I notice Willie kind of comes in with candy and offers it to Nellie, and such a nice kind of. Just a nice gesture, which I never really noticed before.
The kids were not mean in this episode to anybody.
Not at all.
Willie was played to be a little bit of a comical character. He shifted sort of from being a little brat to just kind of being like a backstory comedic lines and things.
Right. But here's them talking more about Annabelle, of course.
And I heard you say something funny once. Anyhow, there certainly ought to be a lot of jokes with that fat lady. You could like compare her to a ship. presenting the SS Annabelle. You could use words like gross tonnage and displacement and anchors of weight.
Or a whale. I got it. When the elephant comes in, you could say you thought it was Annabelle in a gray dress.
That's enough. That is enough.
Nils?
That fat lady is my sister. She is my sister.
Land sakes.
Okay, well, they did have a couple of mean lines.
Yeah, well, but they were more along the lines of just having fun with it. They weren't being too... they were being mean, I guess. So that brings us to... There's a bit of a heart-to-heart. Nels storms out. I think he's made up his mind. He's going to talk to his sister. And here it is.
Annabelle.
Don't worry, Nels. I won't tell any of your townspeople about us.
I don't care if you tell them or don't.
My dear, sweet flesh and blood, you care so much. So much. Remember how you used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning so you could wash and dress? Even fix your own porridge so you could walk to school alone. They used to say at the schoolhouse that you were there before they lit the furnace in the morning. You preferred sitting out there in the cold rather than be seen walking to school with me, your own sister. Don't you think I knew it, Nels? I knew it then, and I accepted it. Just as I accept your behavior now, nothing changes.
Well, I went to school early because I... Strange. I was going to make something up.
You know, I have a place in this life. I was put here on this planet for a purpose. Maybe not an exalted purpose, but a purpose. You know, I make people laugh. And that makes them feel good.
And she basically goes on to just continue saying this kind of stuff and how she's okay with herself. And it's admirable, and they don't really make up, but it seems as though they've made a little bit of peace.
Right. It's like, go be with your family.
Yeah.
And I'll be with the circus, which is my family.
Right. Of course, Harriet is mortified that the fat lady is now related to her.
Mm.
You know, it's probably her biggest fear that this were to come out. So we fast forward to the circus. The circus has begun. It's basically one of the regular pop-up tents. And it's, I guess for a small-town circus, it's pretty cool. They have an elephant and man on stilts and a pretty exciting thing. And it seems as though almost everybody seems to be having a great time. But there's one particular character I think is having such a great time. And that's Michael Landon's character. Did you
yes,
notice
he was quite happy.
His job. Do you want to say what his job basically was during
well,
this?
Well, yeah. Notice he's sort of translating the circus for the blind kids.
Exactly.
And so there's a little bit of being enthusiastic about it and telling them what's going on so that they're not left out.
Right.
There was no closed captioning. Oh, that's – wait. That's for that's for deaf people.
Yeah.
I'm crossing my you – know, so –
whoa, what was that? I got a little boom.
Ding.
So, Almanzo's, girl, I don't really know what to call it, date, is kind of, she just wants to get out of there. It's ridiculous. She's like, oh, do we have to stay for the whole thing? And it's
yeah,
like,
she's very off-putted by the whole thing.
And in Almanzo fashion, it's... He's a big kid, I think, anyway. His character is a big kid. He loves this kind of stuff. He wants to stay until, like, he gets thrown out. He loves it. So you could just tell immediately these two are not working out. Poor Grace has real tears coming down her eyes. The character. I mean, the actress.
Yes, that obviously was not rehearsed. That,
yeah.
That really happened. You could tell Carolyn went down and was comforting her.
And it looked like she was really, she looked like she was really being motherly with her and like trying to calm her down. It was
right.
Cause
there's only so many times they could probably do that. This is a weekly show. This is a big scene.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a couple of times and, we gotta roll with what we have, you know?
Right. I didn't clip the times for Pa to explain what's going on, but I'm going to try to find it by just playing this clip. I think I'm close to it anyway.
Hey, the little clown's chasing the big clown again with a bucket of water. I bet it's just got confetti in it again.
Now, running back and forth is a clown with a big nose and a big red wig, and that's Laura, chasing London. And they keep throwing buckets of confetti. Basically, it looks like kitty litter. They mm-hmm. keep throwing this into everyone's face. Of course, it's not water. I don't think it would take too many people to figure out that Laura is going to throw water in the face of Almanzo's date.
Yeah.
And it's really going to be water.
It's pretty telegraphed at this point because of the earlier scene where Ma brought out the point where the dress was only basted and not actually stitched.
Right.
So, you know, basting is a temporary, it's almost, it's got a couple of stitches in it, but it's more like that. It's got that basting tape that kind of holds the seam together.
Yeah.
And of course, what's going to happen when she, yeah, exactly.
And one of my favorite lines in this entire movie comes in about 20 seconds. I'm just going to play throwing the water in the face of the date. This a lot of stuff happens that you are not going to be able to hear. She kisses Almanzo. as a clown. Yes. He has no idea that it's even Laura at this point.
This has got to be the first time that that's happened.
And I think Laura makes a cute clown. Here's the scene. She's in her bloomers. I just love that whole thing. It's so country, man. It's like such a farmer kind of thing to yell out. Don't help her. She's in her bloomers. I rewound it three times while I was watching it. It's because he is cracking himself up so much during that scene. It just, to me, it looked as though Michael Landon had the best time ever filming this entire episode. And he was barely in it.
looks like they probably all had fun on this one.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not? I mean, so what happens is, I'm going to just try to get this point. At the very end, the circus is over. Everybody's had the best time ever, except for Almanzo's date. And Nels is basically announcing everyone and basically closing the circus. So. There's a big reveal coming. I didn't clip these times. Annabelle comes out and she's doing her tight walk routine where she basically holds onto the rope. And it's a big joke. You can imagine how it goes. But Nels makes this announcement. I missed it.
And I am proud to say...
I'm sorry.
All the folks of Walnut Grove, I'd like to thank all of you for giving us thrills and making us laugh. That's a pretty wonderful thing to be able to do with your life. Make people happy. And I am proud to say that one of the people who helped make you happy tonight is someone very close to my heart. My sister, Annabelle.
And they embrace. It's all good to go. We're all happy.
Even Willie and Nellie are happy.
They're standing and clapping. That's their aunt, you know.
Yeah.
That had to be the most surprising thing in this entire episode, was Willie and Nellie were applauding.
And they didn't really show Harriet's reaction at the end, did they?
She just slumps down. She just goes, oh, no, he didn't, kind of attitude. And she just sits down next to Caroline.
Oh, okay. That's it. And then they don't show her again.
Right. But, all right. So this is another episode in the can. Chris,
a tearjerker ending?
Yeah, I thought it was cute. I like this. It's another Olsen's episode. I'm going to try to find that music piece, and maybe I'll bring it up next time. But Chris Cooling, I think we could find you over at Forgotten.tv.
That's right.
An excellent domain name. And I don't know, with those projects and everything, look for his podcast, subscribe, and we'll put a link to that in the show notes, of course.
Excellent.
Wish you good luck with that. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. So I'll talk to you next time.
All right. We'll see you next time.